This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
All right, it's day whatever of the zombie apocalypse. He continues. And a little saddened because I just saw the news that the Extreme Football League has postponed the 2020 season to 2021. The Extreme Football League being formerly known as the Legends Football League, which was formerly known as the Lingerie Football League. I was really looking forward to watching the Austin Sound play this year, taking my roommates on some Unity events or something like that. Man, ain't no punchline to that. I'm sad.
What is TWS podcast episode? Whatever. Who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. And I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is this still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch, and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts. How many tries to take?
Damn.
I'm the biggest hypocrite of 2020. Nah. I really tried to set that up. I don't think it worked, but fuck it though. Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I am your boy J.Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society. And I thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart for giving me a little bit of your time, spending some time with me to let me talk my shit or whatever it is I do on this show. I'm losing focus, man. It's getting tough. The apocalypse has got me. It's got me. I don't know. Yeah, I really am sad about the loss of the Extreme Football League season. I don't get it fucked up. Like it's legit football. Like it's real football. I still am kind of in my like fuck the NFL mindset. Like I'm a Redskins fan to the day I die. So, I feel like I want to watch and support them, but, got a strained relationship with the NFL. And when I was heavy in that, I was definitely like the LFL at the time, the Legends Football League, like this is about to be my new shit. Like, Austin got a good team. I went to a couple games. It's a great time. It's a family friendly environment. Don't get it confused. And, it is real football. It's true. Athleticism. I'm lobbying, and this is my thing, so y'all can get behind me, give me some support on this, hit me up on the website, give me some feedback, but I'm definitely lobbying for DC to get a team. I think DC needs a XFL team, and not the bullshit XFL, the real XFL, the Extreme Football League. Let's make it happen, people. Anyway, I digress. This is going to be, I don't know. I may be the biggest hypocrite of 2020. I'm probably giving myself too much credit, but I think this will definitely be one of my most hypocritical episodes so far. Just know that I'm aware, just know that I'm aware before you send me the bullshit. I want to talk about sharing. I want to talk about like where we are. I'm on social media like way more than I ever have been in the history of my life. I think we all are. But it's a little bit of a culture shock for me because I definitely was standoffish from a lot of that for a long period. And now it's, because of the show and trying to promote it and trying to keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on out there, I'm definitely more involved on social media, and I'm noticing some things. This episode is going to be about sharing. I don't know if it has a point. I don't know if it's going anywhere. I'm just going to talk. Let's talk. Let's chat. Y'all my homies. I feel like I need to get something off my chest. As you know, I share a lot on this show. I'm pretty sure I share too much most of the time. And I have a slogan. We got shirts. We got merch. I got a slogan I share because I care. And that's a lot. It's not that I don't care. I definitely care. But I don't think that's the motivation behind me sharing. Sharing a lot for me is my therapy, you know. It's kind of a way of me staying on the right side of saying, you know, things, a lot of things go on. And if I can talk about them openly and freely, it kind of takes the sting away from it. Kind of takes takes some of his power over me away. Especially if I can get some humor out of it, if I can make a joke out of it. I had a cousin, growing up, and most of my cousins are like mad older than me. But anyway, but yeah, I had a cousin growing up and her mom was suffering from, Alzheimer's. And she would come to the house and, you know, and she would be telling us stories and I swear to God, they'd be the most hilarious things you've ever heard in your life. Like you'd be falling on the floor laughing, like just crying, laughing. And she would be too. And, it took me some time. It took me some years. It took me getting older to kind of look back on that and be like, damn, you know, like that was a really odd subject for us to be, laughing and joking about. But I'm sure for her, that kind of was her way of dealing with it. You know, she was watching her mother go through some crazy shit and being able to like find the humor in it. I'm sure helped. So that's what I do. That's what I do a lot on this show. Yeah, I've learned with my addiction and with, you know, the things that I've gone through and, you know, being in therapy and group sessions and stuff. I've learned that, for me, if something is bothering me so much, or if there's something going on that I'm afraid to talk about, like that's a danger zone for me. Like secrets can literally kill me. Like they almost did. So yeah, I tend to overshare because if I can get it out, then I'm good. But I'm very aware that I've gone to an extreme, with the sharing. And that's just a risk for me personally, that I'm willing to take, you know. But when I look at social media, I kind of wish we didn't share so much. Yeah. I kind of wish we were a little bit more private. I don't know. I think I try not to post a lot with my daughter. Like as much as I share, I try to keep like my daughter and I's, I don't know how you say it, relationship, kind of our relationship. Like that's our thing. Cause I never want to come across as that kind of parent. Like I'm a parent cause I want everybody to know I'm a parent. Like I do stuff for my daughter so y'all can see how good a dad I am or some shit like that. Like I don't want that. So I do kind of keep that, you know, in the tuck, but I don't know. Sometimes she's super cute and I just want to show her off. And I think that's what we do on social media. We show off a little bit. So yeah, I do post. I'm not going to say I never post pictures of my daughter cause I do. But I try not to, you know, I try to have our time together be just our time together, just me and her. And not want my focus to be on trying to frame the perfect moment within that to share with the world. My focus should be on like being present, with her at the moment. So that's the one boundary, I guess I have on sharing, something I am noticing when it comes to that is that like the only time I do take pictures of my daughter is with the express intention of posting them. And when I noticed that, I didn't like that. I didn't like that about myself. I didn't like that about the situation that like she's doing something. And if I pull the camera out, it's not because like I want to save this moment and I want to be able to look back at it and, you know, and talk with her about it years from now. Fortunate side effect, you know, I have these moments and I have these pictures, but a lot of times when I pull the camera out, it's because, man, this will make a dope post. Like, you know, And I hate that. I hate that about myself. Like, I don't know. Cause I don't like pictures. I don't like taking pictures of things. I don't like having my picture taken. I was one of those people that when like phones were, you know, big up in their camera features and everything like that. I was like, ah, that means nothing to me. I could give a fuck cause I'm never going to use it. I bought this expensive ass phone now that S20 Ultra, and I kind of did like convince myself that like I'ma use this camera to justify the phone. But other than that, like I hate taking pictures, and but I know that every time I pull out a camera, it's never for me. It's never for like I'm doing it. I don't know. I'm doing it to project something. I'm doing it because I want y'all to see, you know, something about me. I don't know what sometimes. I don't know, man. Yeah. But yeah, anytime I open the camera app, you know, I know I'm trying to capture a moment, for people. I try to frame that moment. Like I'm always trying to frame the moment perfectly to include exactly what I want to include to make it look as stylistic as possible. So like it's definitely, I definitely noticed that the motivation is not just to save this time for me, you know, that it's to project something. I'm trying to make sure it looks exactly how I want it to look. Like I even noticed the other day, I was sitting here, I was watching a movie, watching one of probably my favorite movies, if not my absolute favorite movie, Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. Shout out to Michael Cera and Kat Denning. I went back and forth on whether or not I was going to say this because it's kind of fucked up. But Kat Denning is probably going to make my top five celebrity jump off list. And I hate to say that in relation to this film because she plays a teenager, but she's like 33. So like, is it fucked up that I'm like, she's cute in a movie where she's playing like a teenager, but she's also cute in other things. Cute is the wrong word. That's making it sound worse. That she's attractive, but she's a grown woman. Like she was, ah, fuck it. I'm getting in trouble. That's what I do. But yeah, I'm watching Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. One of my favorite movies. And at some point during the movie, like I stopped focusing on a movie to take a picture of the screen and share with y'all that I'm watching this movie. And like, I'm pausing my enjoyment in the movie to like frame this picture. I'm waiting for a specific scene in the movie so I can like capture the faces so you can identify what movie that I'm actually watching. I'm trying to make sure I don't include like the laundry basket that's next to the TV and the edge of the bed and all that kind of stuff. Like I'm trying to frame this moment. I paused my own enjoyment to try to create some moment that really, by taking a picture of it, I had taken myself out of. But I wanted to share that for some reason. And I don't even know why. Like, what was the message I was trying to send by like, look at me, I'm watching Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. Like, I don't know what I was trying to say. I don't know what I was trying to say, but I know I was trying to make sure you didn't see certain things, that you saw certain things. And I don't like that about myself. I don't like that about, you know, where I am and that I actually stepped out of, you know, what I was doing and what I enjoyed to kind of share with the world my current mood. But that wasn't even the mood I was in when I took the picture. The mood I was in was, damn, I wish I could get. I need to go move that. Like, let me go put that in the closet. You know, fucked up the whole mood. So it's crazy. And then later on that night, I had another moment where it's storming out here in Austin, and I can hear the rain and the thunder outside. And the thought crossed my mind that I wished I had someone to sit and watch the rain with, and I thought that sounded dope. It sounded dope, and I wanted to post it. And so, I had this thought. I was in a moment. That was my actual mood. I was in a moment, and I thought about, you know, sharing that. And my instinct was to tweet it, but then I stopped myself because I didn't want to be that guy. I stopped myself again, like from actually sharing my real mood and a genuine thought, because yeah, I didn't want to be perceived as that dude. I wish I had someone to listen to the rain with. I don't know. I said, yeah, I noticed that yesterday, and I spent a lot of time like thinking. It's what we got time to do these days, and a lot of reflection, internalize, you know, going inside and figuring out, you know, what it is, like why I didn't want to share a genuine sentiment and why I wanted to create, you know, a fake one, pretty much for the sake of social media, you know, and I don't know why it meant so much to me to share with you the movie I was watching, even if that cost me like a moment watching the movie, even if that took me away from the movie. And I don't know why I didn't want to say, you know, I'm lonely, even though that's actually how I felt. You know, it's like I was cropping out the laundry basket again. I was making sure you know, you saw what I wanted you to see and you didn't see what I didn't want you to see. And I don't know what all that's about. I'm trying to figure it out. Like I said, I don't know if this episode has a point. To be honest with you, I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel for content right now. I'm trying to figure out stuff to talk about. And so I figured this episode, I just like share what I'm actually, this will be me being, you know, genuine and authentic. And that's what I try to do on this show. And again, I share because I care, but if I want to be completely honest, it's not what it's about. Like, I used to call myself a social chameleon, right? And basically what I meant by that is that like my personality changed based on the people I was around. And I'm talking like to extreme, because I think everybody does that. I mean, I guess we call it code switching or something if it's work at home or whatever. But I think I was a little to the extreme. You know, whatever environment I was in, my voice, my mannerisms, you know, everything about me could change in a minute. Even when I was trying to be a rapper, like you could tell who I had been listening to before I got to the studio that day based on how I rap. It's like, cause it would be a clear, I don't want to say impression of that artist, but yeah, I definitely, it's like I didn't have a style of my own, you know, and that extended beyond the music. Cause you know, when I was alone, I wouldn't know who to be because I was so used to determining who I was based off who was around me and figuring out how I was supposed to act, based off, you know, who was around me. So for me, actually these 15, 20, 30 minute sessions, especially now that, you know, I'm doing the show on my own and it's just me where I'm pretty much, talking to myself, are like the most authentic, genuine moments, that I have. And a lot of it is out of a sense that I want to feel like somebody knows me. You know, I want to feel like somebody knows who I actually am and not what I post on Instagram or not what I tweet and not the guy that I sometimes, you know, I guess pretend to be, but the real me. Cause that guy I pretend to be, you know, when you're pretending to be something or you're trying to project something, you can fuck up, you know, you can fuck up because it's not actually who you are and you're trying to make it look like it's who you are. You don't know how to be that person. So something that you put out there that you think is projecting, you know, this is might come across to people the complete other way. And you end up making yourself look worse because you were trying to make yourself look better. Does that make any sense? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. These are my most genuine moments. This is when you get to see the laundry basket. And literally, because I actually did an episode where I did a whole theory on like spirituality and God about a laundry basket. Don't know what number it is, but listen to them all. You'll catch it. Anyway, I don't know. I just noticed some things about myself, during this time alone. And I wanted to I wanted to stop and put it. I just wanted to talk. This is me talking it out, you know. This was, I think this all also came from a conversation I had with a roommate the other day about like what the point of my show was. And I don't know, I think I kind of struggled explaining it, and I kind of was like a million places at the same time. I was trying to do all of these things and be all of these things. I think at the core of it, at the crux of what I'm trying to do, was just create a safe space where, you know, I could be myself, and somehow hoping that if I was truly genuine and authentic, that people would feel comfortable being the same way themselves, you know. And so I want to have people on the show, and I want to have these real conversations, and conversations where we can say the shit that ain't acceptable, but we feel, because we know, you know, not everybody's thoughts is kosher. You're not squeaky clean. Don't stop faking. Stop faking. I don't know. But yeah, I'm literally running out of shit to talk about. This has been a good episode. This is cathartic for me. I get it out. I get to talk. I get to talk through stuff. You notice that I don't have a point. I don't have a message. I don't have a lesson. I don't ever want to be preachy. I hate that shit. I hate people to try to tell you what to do. I try to use I statements. I learned that in therapy. Mountain Dew. Anyway, these are my most genuine moments, and I worry a lot about like how much we share and what it is we're trying to do when we share. You know, is what we're doing when we try to share lining up with who we actually are, or even who we're trying to be? You know, I don't know. I've been using this time to be reflective. So with that said, if I do have a message, it'd be, you know, if you get a chance, examine your motivations. Make sure you agree with what you're doing and that you're not just projecting something that you think everybody else will agree with. As I said, for me, secrets and not being who I am and pretending and hiding, that stuff will kill me. And it literally almost did. And so I would hate to watch anyone else, live like that, to be someone and be afraid to be that person. And it's going to come with judgments. When you are who you are, not everybody's going to like you. And that's cool. It's cool. If you can come to like it, it's all that matters. And I really, the more genuine and the more authentic I am, the more like genuine and authentic love I get from people. Like I've gotten some awesome compliments, in the last couple weeks, like stuff that really meant a lot to me. Referring to the show, I had someone say that like, it was like listening. It was like being around their old friends. And I was like, shit, that meant a lot, because that's what I want. I want everybody to be comfortable. I wanted to just chill and talk real. So yeah, man. That's all I got to say. That's really all I got to say. If you want to hit me up, you know, you can talk to me at, hit me up on with an email at flan@whatistws.com. I'm everywhere you want to be. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook @whatistws. You can hit up the website, whatistws.com. Leave me some feedback, a review on the podcast. Likes and shares go a long way, and they mean a lot to me. Your comments and your feedback mean a lot to me, positive or negative. I'm actually waiting on the real negative shit. Like, I'm trying to get into some shit with some people. Like, y'all are not engaging me with the bullshit that I want to be engaged with. All the love, like, I'm fucking with you. I appreciate the love. I absolutely appreciate it. Keeps me going, because I ain't making a dime off this shit. Don't get it fucked up. Anyway, speaking of not making a dime, I got merch. We do have the I share because I care. And yeah, there is, I do care. I don't know if that's 100% the motivation behind why I share, but it's a true statement. I share music definitely because I care. Because y'all be listening to that bullshit and I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to help you out. But anyway, until we speak again, you know, just love yourself, you know, be safe, be the light. And thanks for letting me share. All right. So let's go ahead and rock out. But before that, real quick, in case you are listening and you know who you are, please don't put masculinity and racism in the same category. All right. Holla. Be myself again.
Thank you for letting me
be myself again.